It's New Hampshire in the Morning here on 95.7 WZID, Neil and Marga. And as you know, October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And once again, we've teamed up with CMC's Breast Care Center to remind us about your breast health, correct?
That's right. Pinky swearing, and it's time to get your mammogram.
And that's what CMC wants to remind you. Pinky swear. Tell me what pinky swear means.
It is a promise that you will go and get screened regularly. And for women over the age of 40, it's good to start with your baseline. And for anyone else that has a family history of breast cancer, you normally start before that. But once you start screening, you start knowing.
Joining us now is Colleen. Now, Colleen, you are a CMC breast cancer patient. You were diagnosed at age 44.
Yes.
And so, was it a regular mammogram? What happened? How'd this start?
It was a regular mammogram that I actually had missed in, I was supposed to have it July of 2020, but due to COVID.
Oh boy.
I put it off, right?
I put it off and didn't think anything of it. So I did schedule it. Luckily for me, the night before the appointment, I woke up with a really sharp pain in the breast that ended up being affected. So when I went for my mammogram, which now I've been doing 2D, I brought it up to their attention, and the next day they had me meeting with Dr. Ryan for a 3D mammogram, which is very important.
That technology is so much better now to see the layers of
the tissue.
I
cannot stress enough that if you are going for a mammogram and you have a family history, 3D is the way to go. It turns out mine had been growing for 10 years.
Oh.
A slow growing.
Yeah. Yes.
And then what happened after your diagnosis?
Then it seemed to go really fast. You know, you have to get the biopsy, wait for them to tell you that you do have it. And then you need to try and come up with a game plan. So you usually do an MRI to see the stages. And then also a CT scan to make sure it didn't spread anywhere else. And then you start the process of what is the best course of treatment for this, whether you're doing chemo, radiation, surgery. Unfortunately for me, I had to do all three.
Wow.
And why? Was it because of your age that the chemotherapy had to come before the surgery?
So the chemotherapy, they were trying to shrink the tumor because it did make it into my lymph node. So they were trying to make it smaller because mine was the lobular carcinoma, which is called the sneaky cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Only 10 to 15% of patients with breast cancer have the lobular carcinoma. So yes, because of my age, they wanted to make sure that they got rid of all of it.
Colleen, was there a family history of breast cancer?
There is actually on both sides of my family. However, it's not genetic. I did go through the genetic testing and I had no markers. As they said, it was just my luck.
And your promise to go and get screened just to make sure, rule it out, or just, you know, make sure that you're okay.
And funny, I've been getting screened since the age of 32.
Really? Just because of the family history?
Nope.
No.
Family history, and I also had chronic periodontal disease.
Okay.
In that same one. So it turns out that the year they finally fixed that is when the cancer actually started growing.
Oh, that's amazing. So it's been, boy, a whirlwind for you. And where are we now in the process?
We are now completed. I just had my last revision surgery.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And now I'm just trying to live the new life.
Mm-hmm. I imagine it's pretty stressful. And if you have family at all, it's just, I mean, your world is turned upside down.
It is. And also trying to keep your job.
Yeah.
And work full time, take care of the family. I had a great support system.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have asked for better people to be on my side.
And that's one thing I think with CMC, the Breast Care Center, is, boy, they know what happens when you get that diagnosis, and they are there to help you, guide you through the entire process, right?
Right. I don't even know if I have enough words to put Dr. Ryan and Nurse Dawn. Nurse Dawn was my navigator. And Dr. Ryan, they are warm, welcoming. It's like you knew them your whole life. They genuinely care about you and your future.
I feel like they're a crime-fighting team over there.
They really are.
They're fighting this disease that, you know, you have good chances of beating, but it's still scary.
Yes, and they will throw the book at you just to make sure that this goes away.
Right, and that's great. You'll love to hear that. When you say that, like superheroes, I imagine them with like pink masks over their eyes.
I can see them with capes.
Exactly.
It took me a long time to see what Dr. Ryan looked like because of the face masks.
Right. Well, that's great. And so, I mean, it's so important, and this is why we do this every October, get your mammogram. And like you said, you put it off. It was there. Like you said, the breast cancer was growing, but you put it off and look what happened. And if, you know, a lot of people still may have not gone back because of COVID, you know.
Right. And honestly, if I didn't say something, it most likely would not have been caught because I was doing 2D, which was just too basic to look at all your tissue and peel back the layers.
Yeah, the 3D is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I know. And that's one of the things that's a fairly recent technology.
Yes.
That is over the top, and they have that at CMC. Colleen, we certainly appreciate you sharing your story with us, and continued good health.
Thank you. Thank you very much.